And I'm delighted to say that I'm joined down here at the Beaumont On Your Heroes Awards 2019 by Jodie Regazzoli. Did I pronounce your name right?
That's right,
a stunning name. Jodie, can you tell us a little bit about your story and the person that you honoured here today in Beaumont Hospital?
I honoured Natasha Moran because I spent 7 months in Beaumont Hospital on Richmond Ward. Well, 6 months on Richmond Ward, 6 to 5, I can't remember. And Natasha, she's like my mammy in hospital. She took a lot of care of me. I was in intensive care for 6 weeks in a coma, and then I was brought up to high dependency on Richmond Ward, and from there she was just by my bedside. I don't really remember it because I was still on a lot of medication and coming out of the coma. But so from the minute I came around, then she's been there the whole time, and like she was like a mammy to me. I was only 22 in hospital, going through a lot. And that lady, she didn't leave my side. She was really, really good to me, always by my side, making sure I was okay.
Now, whatever you want to tell us about the day, you were on your way into work in River Valley, in the pavilion.
Yes.
Okay, and then what happened?
I was crossing the bus lane. I was on my way to River Island, where I worked. For the past year, I was crossing. There was 8 of us crossing the road on the day, and a car had switched into the bus lane and knocked me down. And I don't remember any of that now, but there was an ambulance in the traffic at one of the witnesses had spotted, so he called the ambulance and I was attended to straight away, and I was rushed to Beaumont Hospital then, and that's where I spent the best part of a year.
Yeah. And in the initial stages of your treatment, what can you tell us about the team? What can you tell us about Beaumont Hospital and how vital it was to your recovery?
Like, I was in intensive care, so the people in intensive care, I never got to meet them. I wasn't awake back then, but I can't thank them enough. Like, I mean, they got my family through it. They helped everyone through it. And then Dr. McNally, he was the one who, on the second day in hospital, who said, we can give her life-saving brain surgery. So if it wasn't for him and one of his thoughts, I mean, I wouldn't be here today. I had a 3% chance of surviving. And then he thought of this surgery, and he said she mightn't survive it, but if we don't give her the surgery, she's going to die. It's 100%. So if we give her it, she might die, she might survive. So my family said, well, maybe is better than no. So gave me the surgery, and I've come out this good. So I can't thank him enough, and everyone in this hospital enough. I mean, everyone.
And how are you feeling now?
Oh, now, I wish to be back in hospital so bad. Like now, just learning how to walk and dealing with normal life with a brain injury, and I'm homeless. I lost the room I was renting, so I'm living in a hotel at the minute. I'm staying on couches, I'm staying in spare rooms. I'm learning how to walk. I can't use my left side. So since I've gotten out, it's been hard, hard.
And the person you honoured here today is?
Natasha
and
Moran.
Why?
I honour Natasha Moran, as I said, because from the minute I woke up from the coma, she was there. So she was there for my family when I was still coming around, and then from when I woke up, she was there for me. And the whole 6 months I think I was on Richmond Ward for, she didn't leave my side. She came into me every day just to have the chat to me, making sure I was okay, making sure I would only ever let Natasha give me a shower. I was most comfortable with her. So I don't think without her, that lady in that ward that time, I wouldn't have gotten through it that well.
And so what next for you?
What next for me? More recovery. I just want to be a young 23-year-old and just be able to do what everyone else is doing. Because right now I'm still recovering. I'm still have 2 more surgeries to go. A hip replacement and a knee replacement. So I think I want to get them out of the way and then just focus on recovering.
Yeah. And we come down here every year, Debbie and myself, to cover this. These are the real celebs, aren't they?
Yeah.
Forget your Kardashians and all of that kind of stuff.
These people are the
real deal here.
Every morning they come in and save lives and make a big, huge difference in lives that nobody would ever think of. Like Kim Kardashian, whose life does she benefit? Nobody's.
Absolutely.
Like the nurses and hot doctors in this hospital, they do immense work. They really do. They take care of so many people for so long. And they can't be thanked enough. There's nothing that I could do to ever thank them enough for what they've done for me.
Listen, thank you so much. We wish you all the best.
Thank you.
You look really healthy. You look amazing.
You.
Well done. and continued success in your recovery. Thank you so much for talking to us. Thank you.
And now we're down in on your Euro Days in Beaumont Hospital again. Once again, this will be our fifth year. And I'm talking to Aisling. Good afternoon to you now, Aisling. Tell us a little bit about your story.
Hi. Yes, so I'm here today honouring Mr. Stephen McNally, who is a neurosurgeon at the hospital. In 2014, I was diagnosed with temporal lobe epilepsy after having a seizure while I was teaching music at the time. And a subsequent MRI after that revealed that I had what's called a cavernoma, which is essentially a birthmark on the brain. And epilepsy that was causing seizures. Epilepsy is a difficult condition where it can be more often than not trial and error with medications before you choose surgery as a last resort. So after a period of about 2 years trying this and that and the other medication, which wasn't having it was having an effect, it was reducing my seizure frequency, but I was still having seizures, I thought to myself, there is a removable cause here, let's get rid of it. And that's when I met with Mr. McNally and we decided to go ahead with brain surgery in September of 2017. So I came into Beaumont as a patient. I've been here under several other doctors over the last couple of years, but Mr. McNally has just, he stood out for me. He's so approachable, so friendly, and he brings a sense of humour to the field of neurosurgery, which makes it a lot easier when you're going through something quite scary like that. So I had my surgery in September of 2017, and I had a second surgery in October of 2017 for a wound infection. So rather dramatic at the time, but it's worked out very well. So as of May 2019, I'm now 2 years seizure free and I'm on about half the medication that I was prior to surgery. So I think the staff here in Beaumont don't get the praise, and indeed in every hospital in the nation they don't get the praise they deserve. So it's so great to have days like this where we the patients
an
can
honor,
just
yeah
we can
it's
give
great. Now saying you it was like a birthmark in your brain, so had you had probably had that since you were born?
Yeah, exactly. And the thing with cavernomas, people can live their whole lives with a cavernoma and never know about it.
Yeah.
But it's just where mine was located. It was causing seizures. But, people, and they can range hugely in size. Mine was about 5 centimetres in diameter. But people can have 4 centimetre cavernomas and never know about them.
Yeah. And it was just up until that day you were teaching piano when you got the first symptoms?
I had been, unbeknownst to me, I'd been experiencing partial seizures, is what they're called, for a number of years. But I never...
You didn't know what they were?
Yeah, no, it didn't click.
And did it affect you in any way? How would you know
so,
you had them?
What it is, I would get a very, very strong sense of deja vu, a strong ringing in my ears, and I might make some involuntary hand movements or smack my lips, basically, just, odd movements with my mouth. And it would only ever last maybe 60 seconds, and I'd just think afterwards, oh, that was weird, and then just carry on with my day. But that was, that could have been happening up to 13 times a day, 14, 15 times a day, and they were all seizures. I just didn't know what it was. But that particular day where I did have the typical, the generalised seizure that most people would associate with epilepsy, I had had maybe 20 partial seizures earlier in the day, and that's when the electrical disruption just spilled over onto the other side of my brain and caused a generalised seizure.
Which was quite scary. Any type of surgery, especially brain surgery, is quite scary for the person. So apart from going through all this big surgery, it must be quite scary in your family as well.
Yeah, exactly. I'm probably more scary for them because I'm incredibly close with them.
Yeah.
So my poor mum, I remember immediately after having my surgery, my family are based down in Tralee in Kerry. So there was one day that I was, was in the hospital for a period of 8 days maybe. And my mum turned up and I said, what on earth are you doing here? She said, I felt I hadn't seen you in long enough. So she had driven all the way up from Tralee just to come and spend a couple of hours.
So old mother's still.
She said, I don't care what age you are, you're always my
baby. You'll always be your baby, I know. Well, Aisling, you're doing really well now. And as you said, the care you get when you're in the hospital just seems to be second to none. And you're proof of that. And you're looking really well. And thanks a million for talking to us.
Thank you.
And we're down in Beaumont Hospital once again with Anya Hero Days. And I'm joined by Nicola Dunn. Good afternoon to you, Nicola.
Hi, how are you?
And you told your story today.
So I'm Nicola, and at the age of 36 in April 2016, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. I was also 39 weeks pregnant at the time, so it was a huge shock to me and to my husband and the rest of our family. The team of Beaumont were absolutely incredible right from the beginning. There's one particular person who stands out in that. It's breast care nurse specialist Anne Staunton. And it's just amazing. She was there on diagnosis and she's still there for me today. She's just been an incredible source of information and support for me over the years. It was a difficult time because with a new baby, I also had an 18-month-old daughter at home. So I was really concerned about where everything was going to go. But Anne was brilliant. She was there to keep me level-headed and was always at the end of the phone, help me rationalise my fears and just basically taught me how to take each day at a time.
And how, when you were told this devastating news that 39 weeks pregnant and you had to go through the giving birth, what did you have, a little boy or girl?
I had a boy.
Had to go through the birth again and bring him into the world. Did you have to face chemo then after this?
Yes, I did actually. 2 weeks after he was delivered and he was full term, thankfully, I had a mastectomy surgery in Beaumont, and then about 6 weeks after that I had 5 months chemo, and then later on I went on to have radiotherapy. So it was like a lot of treatment over the course of a year and a half, so it was a huge slog, but a great support from my family and friends, and everyone jumped in to mind the kids when I needed them, and my job was brilliant, taking time off, there wasn't any issues there, so I suppose without all their help I wouldn't have been, it would have been very difficult.
And that's an 18-month-old baby, a new baby, and then breast cancer, and then the chemo.
Yeah.
I mean, we were down months ago over in the new, what he says is a new breast clinic they're trying to set up. And it is great. The work they do here is great. It
absolutely
is really, really good.
And a lot of it doesn't get seen,
It doesn't. When you're not in the hospital, you don't see what the work they do. It's when you're in the hospital. But you said it wasn't in your family, so it must have been a big shock. We're always saying remind and check your breasts. And
absolutely.
Was this a big, big shock?
Yeah, I can't believe. It's only when you kind of are in the zone that you hear about so much of it. So I have all my friends now mothered all the time to check themselves, because you just don't expect it, but it's there and people need to be aware. Even at a young age, you just I met people on the journey. I met a school teacher, I met a girl that I went to school with as well, unfortunately it's just one of those
that's
things that
so much
cancer about.
An increase in breast cancer, or just hearing more about it?
I think it's probably, this is what the doctor says, it's just that it's been caught quicker. Years ago it wasn't, unfortunately, so it's more detection than I think increase in rates, but who knows, it could be environmental or whatever. If it's not familial, what is it? So
just get breast checks done and keep a dying your breast. And it's 3 years later, you're looking great, and everything is okay.
It'll be four in April, so I kind of like to try and race it along when I can. It's still very difficult, I'm still tired a lot of the time.
Are you finished treatment?
I'm completely finished treatment. I don't take any medication or anything, but I've only really been able to manage return to work on a 4-day basis, because I just find that, I don't know what chemo does to you, but it kind of does some damage, I think, and my energy levels never really returned. But then, of course, I have two young kids as well,
it could be
a lot of that.
Well, you look great, and listen, thanks a million for talking to us.
Again, I'm delighted to say that I'm joined down here in Beaumont Hospital at the Honour Your Heroes Awards 2019 by Tractor O'Regan. Tractor, thank you for talking to us here at Near FM. Can you tell us a little bit about your story?
In 2016, I was admitted to Beaumont Hospital because I had constant bloody diarrhea, exhaustion, weight loss, heart palpitations. I was in a complete and utter mess. After 2 weeks of every test you could possibly imagine, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis, which is an incurable inflammatory bowel disease, which affects, in my case, your entire bowel. It took 2 years and every medication route you could imagine, from steroids to immunosuppressants to biologics, before my condition was put into remission, where thankfully it still is. As I said, you cannot cure it. I take medication daily, and my body, or I, have become used to the side effects of that now. But I feel well, I'm back to normal life, and I'm looking forward to cycling from Paris to Nice next month.
Wow.
To fundraise for a fellowship for the gastroenterology department. This fellow will research the ongoing day-to-day care and supports that would help people with Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, because it is a terrible, invisible disability where an awful lot of supports are required for patients. My husband and I will cycle 6 days, 760k, and we hope to raise the 70,000 for this fellow. So anyone who would like to help us along the way, our website is www.cycleforcc.com.
Oh, great stuff. And just going back to your own story for a second, when you go from that, from your normal life to this new life, how important is it that you have staff as good as this? Because these people are the unsung heroes of our society. Would that be fair to say?
Yes. Dr. Evelyn O'Toole, who is a consultant with the gastroenterology department of Beaumont Hospital, and Mary Forry, who is an IBD specialist nurse, really kept me sane. Evelyn visited me every day in hospital. My case was very complicated. She was there on a daily basis, even weekends, advising alternative treatments, saving my life, keeping me sane, making me laugh, looking after me when I cried. And Mary was equally the same, always at the end of the phone when I went home, when complications arose. And they are given very little kudos and thanks for being so amazing and going well beyond the call of duty. Their kindness, patience, expertise and empathy is second to none. And I would never have got where I am but for Dr. Evelyn O'Toole and Mary Forry.
Yeah, can you tell us the name of the person that you nominated?
Both of them.
Both of them?
Yes.
Excellent.
No, they're both unsung heroes and I could not pick between either of them. And they both deserve to be equally honoured as Beaumont Hospital heroes.
And yourself, you look amazingly fit and healthy. Is the prognosis good?
Well, it's incurable. Mm. I'm thankful that it's in remission at the moment. I'm a glass half full person, so I'm optimistic someday they will find a cure. But thanks to the ongoing care of Dr. Evelyn O'Toole, the medication is keeping me well. And I'm very optimistic.
Are you back cycling?
Yes, I am.
You're a braver woman than me. Attractive. Thank you so much for talking to us here at Near FM and getting across just how invaluable these people are to not just the medical profession, but to community as a whole. Amazing people. Thank you, Attractive. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
That's great. Thank you.